In today's shiur, I would like to discuss the halachas pertaining to Kosel HaMa'aravi. This wall is either the western wall of the Har HaBayis, the mountain upon which the Beis Hamikdash was built, or the western wall around the Azara, an area on the Har HaBayis which is closer to the place of the Mikdash. However, it was accepted for many generations and is the opinion of many Paiskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky in the Sefer Ha'ir Ha'Mikdash, that it is one of the walls of the Har HaBayis. However, because of this, there are those that do not go close to the wall, since it may be the Kaisel of the Azara. But most people will touch the Kaisel. However, one should try not to stick his fingers into the cracks of the Kaisel, since there is a discussion among the Paiskim, if one is allowed to stick his fingers into one of the cracks of the Kaisel, is it like entering the Har HaBayis, which is also without a proper tevila? And some hold even with a tevila, one needs Harav Shemesh or not. It is not like entering into the Har HaBayis. The opinion of many Paiskim, including the Sefer Ha'ir Va'Hamikdash, is that the wall itself has the Kedusha of the Har HaBayis, and even though putting your finger in it is only a entering part of your body, it's a knisa b'miksis, this is also prohibited without a proper tzvila and perhaps also a harav shemesh. The Gemara Moed Katan brings in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that when one sees Ari Yehuda in their destruction, he should say Ari Mikdashecha Yumidbar and then rip. When he sees Yerushalayim in its destruction, he should say Tzion Midbar Hoysa Yerushalayim Shemema and then rip. When he sees the Beis Hamikdash in its destruction, he should say Beis Kotchein Sifaratera Shehilucha and then rip. And so is brought the halacha in the Rambam in Hilchas Tainius, Tor Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, and again in Yerudea. Why are we ripping? In the Sefer Erva Hamikdash, he brings a Chakira. Either it is the tsar that is mechayiv the ripping, or the ripping is to bring to the tsar. That by ripping, it gives me the feelings of tsar over the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. According to the second tzad, even one who does not have tsar over the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, he would need to rip, so that the ripping will bring the feelings of tsar over the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. There's a third possibility that seems to be Rav Moshe's approach, that there's a din kriya independent of the tzar, similar to the din kriya found by Likut Atzamis. When is one mechuyiv in the ripping? The Gemara Moed Katan and Makos says from when one reaches Tzofim. Rashi in Psachim explains that this was a kfar, a village, that from this village one was able to see the Mikdash. Tosis brings the Tesefta that it is anywhere around Yerushalayim, that from there one can see the Mikdash. The Beis Yosef learns that one must reach Tzofim to fulfill his obligation of ripping, because further away than Tzofim is not considered a Re'iyah, even if he could see the Mikdash, but it's not considered a Re'iyah. The Bach points out that the Rosh and Rif leave out this din of seeing it from Tzofim. And even the Torah that brings in Aruch Chaim Ben Yerudeah leaves it out. And therefore holds that as long as you can't see the Mikdash, one is obligated to rip, even if he's further away than Tzofim. And concludes that the Rambam and Torah will agree to this. The Bach explains the Torah in Aruch Chaim that brings Tzofim to mean that until he reaches Tzofim, he's not obligated to rip. But in Yerudeah leaves this out because one can rip already before he reaches Tzofim. This is not like the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Rav Moshe learns, like the Beis Yosef, that further away than Tzofim is not considered Re'iyah, and says that the Bach is Tzorach Iyin. Rav Moshe does write that even though seeing it from further away than Tzofim does not obligate him to rip, however, if within the 30 days he sees it from there, it will pat to him from ripping again the next time he goes to the Kaisel. However, where is Tzofim nowadays? If I'm standing on a rooftop in Malot Dafna and see the Makom HaMikdash, can I fulfill my obligation with ripping? The Kaf HaChaim writes nowadays that there are buildings outside Yerushalayim One should not rip until he sees the walls of the old city. However, if one rips before he sees the walls of the old city, but sees houses and courtyards near it, he fulfilled his obligation. The Sefer Kafta Veferach and Rav Moshe held that Seifim is within a half an hour on all sides of Yerushalayim, that one can see from there the Mikdash. What does one need to see in order to be obligated to rip? If one sees the Kaisel but not the Mokim HaAzara, does he rip? The Bach writes that he sees the place of the Mikdash, which is the Azara. However, the Stipler held that if he only saw the Kaisel, he should rip Misafik. Rav Moshe seems to hold that on seeing the Kaisel alone, one is obligated to rip. How much time do I have to fulfill my obligation to rip? According to Rav Moshe, this is a halacha to rip independent of the pain. It's like what we find in Hilchos Avelos, that you have Teichidei Dibur, a few seconds. One would afterwards rip by Avelos because other reasons like Shmor Ruchayka. However, the Din Kriya is Teichidei Dibur. So over here also, it would have to be Teichidei Dibur for when you see the Kaisel, and after that you are a Pata. In Hilchos Avelos, there is an interesting discussion about someone ripping Teichidei Dibur before the Chiyuv comes. But according to the Sefer Ha'ir Va'amikdash, that ripping is connected with the Tsar, so as long as one is still feeling the Tsar, he would rip. Or as long as one is still there and should be feeling the Tsar, he would rip. Rav Moshe points out in a tshuva about someone who was at the Kaisel and did not rip, and now returned home. Does he have to rip? Says Rav Moshe that according to the opinion that the ripping is connected with the Tsar, then as long as he is feeling the Tsar, he should rip, as opposed to his own opinion that the ripping is not connected with the Tsar, then he would not have to rip. And like we mentioned earlier, he has Teichidei Dibur, few seconds. After those few seconds, he's parted from ripping. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Milcha Shlomo, in this case, where one sees the Kosel on Shabbos, which is not a time of Kriya, then goes home, he does not need to rip on Matzei Shabbos, because one only needs to rip as long as he is still seeing the Kosel. Because only when he's in the feeling of the Tsar, or only then when he's seeing the Kosel, does he need to feel the Tsar of the Kosel and rip. Similarly, if one sees the Kaisel and did not rip, and now within 30 days returns to the Kaisel, Rosh Hashem Zalman writes, he does not need to rip, because Chazal compared this to a mace. And over there, one rips only at a time of Chimum, when the news comes at first and there's real feelings of Tsar. So to hear, the time of Chimum is only the first time he went to the Kaisel. But any time he returns within the 30 days, he does not have to rip. It's not a time of Chimum. Based on this understanding, that the ripping is connected with the feelings of pain over the Chorban, some say that us, that we unfortunately are not feeling these pains, only the very first time one goes, does he have that emotional feeling for the Kaisel, does he have to rip. But any other time, he does not have to rip. Rav Shlomo Zalman would explain the minig that people living in Yerushalayim do not have to rip is because anyone who could go to the Kosel and does not go once every 30 days shows that he really does not feel the pain of the destruction of the Mikdash, and there's no reason for him to rip. Rav Shlomo Zalman was accustomed to go once every 30 days. Rav Neventhal added that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not referring only to people in Yerushalayim, rather to anyone who has the ability to come to the Kaisel once every 30 days and does not. Rav Moshe, on the other hand, writes, if someone sees the Kaisel on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, he sees no reason why he should not have to rip. Unless you learn, like the Sefer Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, that the ripping is connected with the Tsar, and the ripping will cause you to go into Shabbos and Tsar. But according to his own opinion, that is independent of the Tsar, the Kriya is independent of the Tsar, there should be no heter, unless you are already wearing Big Day Shabbos And if you will rip, you won't have a nice shirt for Shabbos. So then, Mishum Kvoid Abriyis, we can permit you not to rip. However, when you return there after Shabbos, you must rip. In the new Sefer, Ma'adne Shleima, printed by Rabbi Fried from Dallas, a very reliable person, brings that he showed this tshuva to Rav Shleima Zalman, and Rav Shleima Zalman responded, the minig is not like this. And brings also the same from Rav Eliashiv, that the minig is not like Rav Moshe, that one would have to rip when they come back. Rav Shleima Zalman is misupik, if perhaps one may be able to go to, if it's permissible to go to the Kaisel for the first time on Shabbos, similar to what we find by the din of Likud HaTzameis. I once heard from Rav Yosef Acker. He said he remembers when they went the first time on Shavuos with his father and Rav Shleima Zalman, when they returned afterwards, they did not rip. In summation, one should try to see the Kaisel with the Mokim HaMikdash and then rip, if possible, within a few seconds. And then say Perek Ayin Test in Sefer Tehillim. If one went for the first time on Shabbos, the meaning of Yerushalayim is that he does not need to rip Matzei Shabbos and does not need to rip the next time he goes to the Kaisel. The meaning is to rip one beged, and one may remove his jacket before he comes to the Kaisel and only rip the shirt. The rip should be a tefach, which is about 4 inches, and by hand. One may start the rip with a utensil, such as a scissor, a razor, and then rip by hand the rest. Some permit the whole rip with a utensil. One should rip on his left side towards the heart while standing. Same is true for a lefty. Women can be lenient and not rip because of sneeze reasons. They are not obligated to wear 2 garments, one on top of the other, in order to rip. Children under bar mitzvah do not need to rip. One could switch the rip garments immediately after ripping. One could use the same shirt to rip many times. The minig is not to rip on Shabbos, Yontif, Chol HaMoed. On Purim, one does not need to rip. However, on Chanukah, one rips. Erev, Pesach, after Chatzos, one does not rip. On Rosh Chodesh, Matzei Shabbos, one rips. Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, if wearing Shabbos clothing, one does not need to rip. There is a meaning not to eat meat or drink wine on the day he goes for the first time to the Kosel, or on the day he does Kriya. However, Rav Shleima Zalman writes that it is only a Midas Chasidus. Based on many different Midrashim and Chazalim, we know that the Hashos HaShechina that there was at the time of the Beis Hamikdash left us, except for at the Kaisel HaMaravi. It's the holiest place we have, and there's a Havtocha given to Shleima HaMelech that our tefillahs will be answered from the Mokim HaMikdash. May we all be Zeicha to again be able to join in the building of the Beis HaMikdash and see the new rebuilt Beis HaMikdash and be able to daven and bring karbanos at the Beis HaMikdash and all join together here in Yerushalayim for the Geula Shleima Bekarev.